It was an overflow turnout at a large Anchorage High School auditorium last night for Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski's town hall on health care, one of a series planned during the congressional recess. Unlike some of the town meetings in the lower 48, the crowd was well-behaved, but that doesn't mean they were calm. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
They showed up early, and they showed up with signs and leaflets for and against health care reform. They found overflow seating set up outside the halls of Diamond High School. And inside the auditorium, a fire code admonition that there would be no standing, every seat full. Lisa Murkowski used a facilitator to pick out those who would speak and time them to 2 minutes. It worked. Advocates for the Democratic reform bill that's been passed in the House wanted to pin Murkowski down, asking if there were any of its points she could go along with. The senator countered by saying she was waiting for the Senate's version. She's a member of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, but she doesn't like the bill Chairman Edward Kennedy has put together, and she accused him of not being serious about seeking a bipartisan solution.
Well, when you set an arbitrary date for accomplishment of something, and you do not set as your priority advancing good policy, then what you're going to get is something that moves out of committee that is not good policy. I'm not willing to support anything that's not good policy for Alaskans.
But Murkowski was not able to put much forward in the way of details of an alternative. Instead, she advocated dealing with health care problems piece by piece. Those pieces include tort reform, subsidizing medical students to go into family practice, replicating existing programs that work, some regulation on the insurance industry when it comes to pre-existing conditions, but she said her biggest priority is fixing Medicare. And there were a number of people at the meeting who were more than happy to go into detail about what's wrong with Medicare in Alaska.
Hi, my name is Dr. Ilona Farr. I'm a family practice doc here in town, and I'm here representing 16 family practice docs, which is 20% of the family practice docs in Anchorage. We went from 180 down to 75 family practice doctors because of low Medicare reimbursement rates. Our call group uniformly said that if the bill that is currently proposed or bills, we would all be out of business by 2014. This is a very serious problem as we all enjoy seeing our patients.
They were preaching to the choir on that one.
We can go ahead and we can promise you a card and say you're now covered. But if we haven't given you the care that you need, if you can't get in to see a doctor, we haven't helped you. So I've got to make sure that the incentives are put in place for our providers, that they will have reimbursement that is reasonable and meaningful. Absolutely, it has to be there.
The facilitator, Dennis McMillan, was even-handed in picking the speakers, and the two-hour meeting got through quite a few people, even though Murkowski's responses sometimes took some time. Those who are worried about the cost of the government getting into the healthcare business were abundant in the audience.
We are scared. We're scared of what this administration is doing to us. They're taking away a good republic and replacing it with a socialism, and we're scared to death. I'm imploring you to do all you can to scrap this health bill. The silent majority is speaking up with a roar. And we are not going to calm down. We won't calm down when you go back to D.C. We're mad.
Those who are pressing Congress to clamp down on insurance industry practices and pharmaceutical industry profiteering were also well represented. One high school student wanted to take on the national debt issue head on.
When we went to war abroad, people weren't nearly as concerned with the huge amounts of money we were spending at war, like with hurting people. But now in a health care reform bill that will help Americans with their health and their lives, money is now this huge issue. As a youth, who is going to have to pay off all this money, I'd rather pay off a debt where the money went to help people rather than killing them.
Murkowski plans more town meetings in Wasilla and Soldotna. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.